Thank you, Jimmy. May 20th, 1962, a day which, viewed superficially, is quite like other May 20ths that have passed this way beyond the counting. The sun rose at the prescribed time. The winds conform to all the rules and regulations attendant upon May. And dusk has arrived on schedule, lighting the marker buoys off Cape May and Block Island and settling down on the long stretches of Nantucket Beach. But to some, this day will be remembered beyond all others. A ring that says JB to SK, 5-20-62. Now, this is the day when someone's first son was born, and death made its usual and impersonal selections. But go back a year, and most of us cannot remember where we were that night, or what we said, nor what we thought important. May 20th, a decade ago, and the whole spring is unclear and blended with all the other springs that came along about that time. And May 20th, 1927? Well, there is one who can remember that date and remember it well. He was an airmail pilot, but with luck and if his nerve stayed with him, he had a chance to make $25,000 in less than 2 days. He was up in the pre-dawn darkness checking the plane, listening to the sound of the single motor. With luck and with nerve, he could make it. May 20th, 1927, 35 years ago today. Well, that's not long as the history of a country is measured, but it's long enough in the history of a man. Long enough for the slow, subtle, day-by-day changes to create a world that is strange and unfamiliar. May 20th, 1927. It was a legal holiday in North Carolina, and they held ceremonies marking the 152nd anniversary of the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence, when a group in Charlotte jumped the gun on Mr. Jefferson and sounded off harshly about kings and stubborn parliaments. It was Founders Day at Girard College in Philadelphia, but for the rest of the country, an ordinary day, a day for beating rugs and installing screens and listening to the latest phonograph record. One of the better ones was Bix Beiderbecke and a new song from a new play called Showboat, Old Man River. Dawn came and the weather at Roosevelt Field was not propitious. There was a mist that the sun seemed unable to penetrate. Newsmen from the New York Times had a special telephone at the hangar. At 5 a.m., one of them phoned into the paper that the kid might take off at daybreak if the weather permitted. It rated a two-column headline. The legend had not yet been broken. And there were other names better known, other faces, voices that in 1927 everybody knew.
Some of these days, miss me, honey. Some of these days you're gonna be so lonely. You'll miss my hugging. You're gonna miss my kissing. You're gonna miss me, honey, when I'm far away. That I feel so lonely for you only. 'Cause you know, honey, you've had your way. And when you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. Gonna miss your big fat mama, your mama, mama these days.
Sophie Tucker and the sound of 1927. There were other sounds that year. Model T Fords being cranked up on farms from Long Island to Sacramento. There was Calvin Coolidge, austere and laconic even in announcing that he did not choose to run again. And the strident voice of Texas Guinan. There was Will Rogers, sly and wise. And Billy Sunday, who wrestled daily with the devil and demon rum and came out with at least a draw. Billy Sunday, his like would not pass this way again.
I don't give a hoot for the man guzzles beer standing at the bar or for the sitting down at a table. Booze sold to a preacher or a high school girl has the same effect as when it's sold to an automobile thief or a horse thief. Oh, America needed repentance. She didn't need rum, she needed righteousness. We don't need Jags, we need Jesus. We don't need more grog, we need more of God.
It was 6:52 in the still, fog-haunted morning when the little plane lifted off the ground and turned eastward toward the ocean, toward Paris. He was over Cape Breton Island at 4:05. His speed was 100 miles an hour. And suddenly, almost, they realized he was making history. The New York Times sent a cable to all ships in the North Atlantic. Airman Lindbergh flying Great Circle course, Paris. Will greatly appreciate any dispatch giving latitude, longitude, weather conditions, should you sight him, or anything heard from other ships. RCA agrees, accept, collect. Thirty-three and a half hours after takeoff from Long Island, the little plane, the Spirit of St. Louis, landed at Le Bourget Airport. 100,000 Frenchmen lined the field to watch the small plane come in for its landing. And even before the propeller had stopped its movement, a legend was born. Rather to the surprise, one imagines, of Lindbergh himself. The letters of introduction he had brought to identify himself were never needed and never presented. His age needed a hero, and here surely was a splendid one. He was tall and handsome and modest, and his generation, the lost generation they called themselves, looked at him and saw what they would like to have been. Graham McNamee saw it on the fine day when the hero came home, and the whole nation listened in.
Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, this is Graham McNamee speaking from the Navy Yard, Washington, D.C. Just a moment ago, the last turn of the propellers of the Memphis brought her close into the dock. The entire white-uniformed crew of the Memphis is now lined up at attention along the side nearest the dock, awaiting Lindbergh. Lindbergh is coming down the gangplank. Here's the boy. He's come forward. Unassuming, quiet, a little droop to his shoulders. He's tired out. Very serious and awfully nice.
And so we had our hero, and each of us walked a little taller that bright morning 35 years ago today. May 20th, 1927. A reluctant dawn and a mist that lingered like an unwanted guest, and a hero going forth in splendor to his destiny. And May 20th, 1962, there are heroes for this day too, if you would look. Heroes not made manifest, perhaps, but heroes nonetheless. Someone tending where there is sickness. A teenage boy who passes up something important to attend his kid sister's party. A quiet, unheroic-looking man standing on a principle, not quite sure of himself and a little afraid, but knowing surely that one way is the righteous way and the other wrong. Heroes, you don't have to look far, really. Across the street and down a house. Your own family. And maybe you.